Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Brumley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke moves to third. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Locke tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is called out on strikes. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Martin. Hinton scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hansen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Blasingame moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Blasingame scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Frank Bauman now pitching. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Jim King. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is walked intentionally. Willie Kirkland pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it and throws to second for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Scourin takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brumley takes first base on ball 4. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0-for-2 in the game. Daniels bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Buford covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Hinton moves to third. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.